This podcast was adapted from a live radio broadcast originally aired on WSUM Free Flow.
The opinions expressed in this podcast do not reflect the views of WSUM, the University of Wisconsin-Madison, or its Board of Regents.
안녕하세요, 여러분. WSUM Free Flow의 인콩글리시를 듣고 있습니다. 저는 희원입니다. Hi, everybody, and you are back listening to Inconglish on WSUM Free Flow. I'm your host, Hee-Wan. So, funny story about today. I was in the newsroom, as one is, just on a Sunday afternoon, and I was tuning in to the mock trial finals that were happening today. And it was really interesting because mock trial, I was watching the high school mock trial tournaments, and the thing is, you know, I was just sitting there waiting for the mock trial show to start. And then this like middle-aged judge addresses the audience and the court. And I was like, okay, cool, chill. This is so awesome. And then I hear a 10-year-old's voice. And then the camera pans over to a 10-year-old. But it's not a 10-year-old. It's probably a 17 to 18-year-old teenager. Because this is high school mock trial. And I was in shock. Because that person looks like a child to me. Like, they look like a baby to me. And they sounded like children, too. And it was really bizarre because I was just watching this very eloquent, articulate person address, a courtroom. And all I could think was, that is a baby. That is an infant. And the thing is, I'm not even that much older than that person, probably, because I'm 20. So I'm maximum, like, 2-3 years older than them. But that was my minor existential crisis for the day. Really did not expect to be hit with those feelings of, am I old? Am I getting old? While watching high school mock trial. But there you go.
그래서 제가 오늘 뉴스 준비하고 있을 때 제가 여기 있는 고등학교의 mock trial 같은 거를 그런 뭘 보고 있었는데 근데 제가 놀라게도 그 고등학생들이 하는 것을 보고 있는데 근데 왠지 너무 애기 같았어요. 뭐 목소리 그냥 얼굴 막 생긴 게 완전 애기였어요. 왜냐면 제가 그 애들보다 그냥 2-3살 나이가 더 많은 건데 근데 보니까 진짜 막 너무 충격이었어요. 아 내가 늙었나? 약간 그렇게 쉽게 약간 너무 충격이었어요. 그래서 제가 뭐 이제 그 애들이 뭐 딱 그 나이잖아요. 이제 뭐 대학교 준비할 나이. 근데 내가 딱 그 시간을 아직 너무 잘 기억이 나요. 뭐 물론 그렇게 오래 안 됐는데 근데 그 모습을 보면서 아 내가 그 나이 때 이런 고민했었고 이런 저것을 뭐 중요하게 생각했는데 이제는 나는 바뀌어서 그런 것을 뭐 막 그렇게 많이 안 생각하고 중요하게 안 생각하는데 약간 딱 내가 고등학교 뭐 고3 때 약간 그 모습이 보이니까 너무 이상하고 좀 낯설었어요. 너무 이상했어요.
Also, the thing is, when I was looking at those high schoolers, I could distinctly remember my senior year experience and. It was really bizarre, again, just looking at the high schoolers and going, I was in your shoes once. Like, I know what it's like to be where you are right now and the things that you probably value and think are important. And I still distinctly remember it. And I guess that's not that weird because it wasn't that long ago. But now I feel like I value, like, different things now and so many other things I feel are more important to me. So that was, again, really, really strange. Yeah, I have a tendency where I get super into one song and I'm like, this is the only song that I want to listen to. And this song has lately been it. I've just been listening to a lot of Coco and Claire in general. I was really into their song Crush, Crush, Crush over the summer. That was like one of my walking to work playlist songs. But lately I've been listening to more of their music in general. And they're really fun. I think it's very like, yeah, I'm a girl. I do things. Woohoo! Type of playlist or type of vibe. So I've been enjoying their songs a lot lately. And also for any Koreans or K-pop enthusiasts listening in, G by 소녀시대, aka Girls' Generation, It's basically a Korean national treasure, iconic song. If you were alive in the early 2000s, 2010s, no, late 2000s, early 2010s, I want to say, you knew this song. This song was like people's ringtones. Like, this song is burned into my childhood memory. I have like very specific memories with the song. So I thought those were just two fun little songs to get us settled in for the night. Because here's the thing. I was just walking around today, right? Sun's out. It's gorgeous out. The temperature is just amazing. And I was feeling the wind just blowing through my hair. And I was like, I feel so alive and awesome right now. You know what I should do? I should read Ada Limón on air. So for people who aren't super into poetry, Ada Limón is the 24th U.S. Poet Laureate, which is a very prestigious award. And I think that this poem is kind of fitting for the vibe tonight. It's called Not the Saddest Thing in the World. And there is a clip of her reading it on the internet, and she is the author, so obviously she will read it with much more accuracy, I suppose, than I can, but this is my spin on it. All day, I feel some itchiness around the collar, constriction of living. I write the date at the top of a letter, though no one has been writing the year lately. I write the year. Seems like a year you should write, huge and round and awful. In between my tasks, I find a dead fledgling. Maybe dove, maybe dunno, to be honest. Too embryonic, too see-through and wee. I don't even mourn him, just all matter of fact, like take the trowel, plant the limp body with a new hosta under the main feeder. Seems like a good place for a closed-eyed thing, forever closed-eyed under a green plant in the ground, under the feast up above. Between the ground and the feast is where I live now. Before I bury him, I snap a photo and beg my brother and husband to witness this nearly clear body. Once it has been witnessed and buried, I go about my day, which isn't ordinary, exactly, because nothing is ordinary now, even when it is ordinary. Now, something's breaking, always on the skyline, falling over and over against the ground, sometimes unnoticed, sometimes covered up like sorrow, sometimes buried without even a song. Again, that was Not the Saddest Thing in the World by Ada Limón. I first read an Ada Limón poem when one of my best friends sent it to me through the mail during COVID times. Ugh. But I really like Ada Limón. And this poem in particular, I feel like people kind of get up in arms about fall and fall being like the dead season or whatever. But I feel like this is going to sound so depressing, but there's death year-round. There's death in all seasons. And I feel like this poem is really interesting because just like at the start, I love how she describes, quote, all day I feel some itchiness around the collar, constriction of living, end quote. Like, because it's such a vivid image, but I feel like I would never think to explain the mundanity of life as itchiness. And she just like opens the poem with it, and I feel like it's just so good. And then she talks about like, and she talks about how like nothing is ordinary, and she talks about how like how she's paying attention to how people aren't writing the year at the tops of like their letters and stuff. Oh my gosh, just the flow of this poem. I know I'm nerding out on air right now, but I just love her as a poet. I think that she has such vivid imagery, and she incorporates scenery a lot in her poems. There's like a set of poems, I think, or like a thread of poems, and I forget what it's specifically called, but it's about like foals, and she uses like very descriptive images of like the scenery around her and like being on a farm and stuff. So I don't know. I feel like this poem in general also kind of embodies the feeling of spring, I think, especially because and I feel like especially at this point in the semester, because again, like you're feeling the itchiness of like this school year is ending. I can feel like the impending doom of finals and midterms looming over me, and I'm stressed. Like there are all these like little details and like mundane things that I have to take care of, but I'm stressed and my mind is in a million other places, and sometimes things slip through the cracks or things happen and your pattern is disrupted. And I don't know, just like mourning things in general, because life always happens. I don't know. I feel like this poem was just something that I felt like I had to read on air today. So there you go. If you like it, it's again, it's called Not the Saddest Thing in the World by Ada Limón. This reminds me, I'm going to have to read the poem that my friend sent me at some point on air. But that is for another night. And that is not our only piece of text for the night, because, again, this is in Konglish. So we are also going to be reading Amutun Guesthouse. But first, I'm going to explain the poem a little bit in Korean, and then we will dive right into Guesthouse. 그래서 제가 이 시인의 시를 처음에 제가 팬데믹 때 친구에게 이 시인의 시를 읽었는데 근데 제가 오늘 날씨도 너무 좋고 그냥 되게 행복한 날이라서 그래서 제가 이런 약간 시 같은 걸 읽고 싶었어요. 특히 이 시. 왜냐면 딱 요번 뭐 지금에는 이제 뭐 한 학년도 이제 끝나가고 있고 이제 봄이도 되고 약간 다 평경도 많이 바뀌는 게 많으니까 약간 좀 약간 몸이 간질간질 거리잖아요. 근데 이제 계속 그냥 살면서 그냥 뭐지 뭐 학교만 집중할 수도 없고 그냥 가족만 집중도 할 수도 없고 뭐 친구 막 일 그런 같은 것도 신경 쓸 것도 많은데 근데 그냥 살면서 약간 큰일도 생길 수 있잖아요. 그래서 그런 것을 생각하면서 이 시를 읽고 싶으면 특히 제목은 뭐 세상에서 슬픈 건 아니라 Not the saddest thing in the world 약간 그런 제목도 있어서 약간 이 시인의 얘기하는 게 이제 내가 그냥 살아가면서 이런 사건이 생기고 내가 살아가면서 이런 것도 신경 써야 되는데 근데 나는 그냥 뭐 이게 만약에 힘들어도 옆에 있는 사람들에게 약간 같이 있으면서 살아가고 뭐 왜냐면 여기에서 이거 뭐 brother 이거 형제하고 이거 남편도 얘기하니까 옆에 있는 사람들랑 같이 함께 가면서 이제 살아가는 거고 힘들어도 이제 옆에 막 기대면서 가는 거라고 약간 그런 의미도 있는 것 같고 하고 뭐가 약간 힘들고 어려워도 그냥 계속 시간이 지나가고 이제 계속 그냥 살아간다는 약간 그런 의미였었던 것 같아요. And with that, we are going back to Amutun Guesthouse. So, it's been a while since we've visited the guesthouse. Last time we read from this, we were in the middle of Forgotten Acorn Woods, aka 잊은 도토리 숲. So I think that since it's been a while, we can just start again. This is, again, like this book is a series of like small little vignettes or scenes. So I really don't think that it's going to take that long for us to fully get into it. But I'll start right away. Guesthouse의 훌륭한 점은 과거에 기억에만 있는 것은 아니다. 그것은 오히려 앞으로 일어날 일에 대한 기대와 맞닿는 데 더 빛난다. 그 공간에서 알게 돌 지금은 모르는 사람들, 생각조차 못한 사건들 그리고 그런 일들을 꺾으며 내 속에 숨어 있던 여러 가지 모습을 만나는 일. So basically they're talking about the most impressive part of the guest house is talking about like how memorable it is, I think. They're talking about just like kind of the day-to-day aspects, I believe. And about like the hidden moments, I think. But yeah, again, so far I find this book to be very charming. I find this book to... Okay, I feel like there's kind of a reoccurring theme for tonight, which I didn't plan, but I'm very grateful that it kind of worked out this way. But it's kind of talking about, like, all the small moments in life, which ties back to last week, if you were listening in. I don't know, it's really interesting because... Okay, this is kind of a digression, but I think it's interesting because I think that... Yes, I can just kind of like go about and do my homework and go to work and just exist. But I feel like inside of the mundanity of routine, the small moments that I share with people matter the most. For example, yesterday was my mom's birthday. I know my mom's listening to this, but happy birthday, mom.
And it's just really nice, again, like being with familiar people or people you really care about and sharing in like those small mundane moments of just like getting a meal together or just talking or like walking together. I feel like the more you know someone, the more meaningful those small things are. For example, like I could just like ask anyone, I guess, to like get lunch with me. But I feel like it means so much more and I care and I'm much more invested if it's someone that I care about. And I think that's just interesting. I don't want to say interesting, but I feel like oftentimes you kind of forget to think about other people, but sometimes I feel like I get so absorbed into the rhythm of like college life and school and work that I kind of forget to like hang out with my friends. And then I'll realize, wow, why am I so bored right now? And then I'll realize, oh, it's because I haven't been hanging out with my friends. I haven't been talking to my family. And I feel like that's the thing. Like, it's like, yes, I guess you technically can live without ever having to talk to another person, but why would you ever want to? Because I feel like life is just so much richer when you share those small little experiences. 그래서 제가 이제 오늘에 제가 이것을 솔직히 내가 일부러 이런 약간 작은 모멘트 같은 거를 제가 얘기하는 그런 theme을 제가 생각 안 했는데 근데 알고 보니 약간 이렇게 생겨서 되게 잘 된 것 같아요. 근데 제가 이제 생각해보면 뭐 물론 제가 그냥 계속 학교도 갈 수 있고 공부도 계속 할 수 있고 그냥 계속 일도 막 하루하루마다 그냥 살아갈 수 있는데 근데 가끔씩 저는 아 내가 지금 뭐 이렇게 막 심심하고 좀 약간 우울증이 있지? 그렇게 생각하니까 하면 아 내가 친구들이랑 얘기도 안 하고 우리 가족이랑 오랜만에 안 봤으니까 약간 그런 것을 생각하면 아 내가 이제 진짜 사람들이 옆에 있는 게 중요하고 누구가 나 옆에 있는지 그게 중요하다고 계속 생각을 하는 것 같아요. 그래서 특히 내가 이런 작은 모멘트 같은 거를 뭐 아무나랑 같이 나눌 수 있는데 근데 특히 내가 사랑하고 소중하게 생각하는 사람이랑 나누면 그게 더 특별하다고 약간 그렇게 지금 더 많이 느껴지고 있는 것 같아요. So, back to 아무튼 guest house. Here's the thing. I have noticed that even just from when I did Inkonglish at the start of the semester to now, that my Korean has been getting worse. So that's been a fun realization because right when I got back from Korea, I would just, like, I was very confident and I was like, oh, maybe I can transition Inkonglish to be a full-on Korean show for an hour. And now I'm like, ooh, no. But again, I'm not using Korean that much outside of like this and talking to my family. And majority of the other time, I'm surrounded by English. So what are you going to do about it? 그래서 제가 원래 인컨글리시를 이번 학기에 다시 시작했을 때 아, 내가 이제 한국어도 많이 들었고 내가 잘하면 이제 인컨글리시를 완전히 한국어로 바뀔 수 있을 것 같아 생각했는데 근데 확실히 시간이 좀 지나 보니까 제가 한국어가 좀 많이 안 좋아진 것 같아요. 그래서 이제 계속 노력하고 있지만 제가 인컨글리시하고 우리 가족과 함께 얘기하는 거 빼면 진짜 한국어를 쓸 일이 거의 없어요. 거의 다 그냥 영어를 쓰고 저도 지금 뭐 불어에 쓰는 집에 사는데 근데 집에서 별로 자유가 없어서 그래서 그냥 항상 영어만 쓰고 한국어를 잘 못 쓰는 것 같아요. 그래서 좀 아쉬운 부분인데 근데 다행히 제가 자꾸 인컨글리시도 있고 이 책도 자꾸 인컨글리시 덕분에 읽으니까 다 잘 되는 것 같아요. 좋은 게스트하우스를 찾을 수 있다면 목적지야 어디라고 좋다. 화장실이 딸린 아담하고 깨끗한 방. 방에는 작은 서랍장과 거울, 쓰레기통이 하나씩 있고 풀과 나무와 하늘이 보이면 베란다가 있다. 욕실에서 따뜻한 물이 나오면 좋겠지만 모든 것을 다 가질 순 없겠지. 하얀 시트 시트와 알록달록한 단면은 어째선지 항상 매트리스 밑으로 깊이 들어가게 접혀 있어 누운 채로 그걸 빼느라고 애를 먹는다. 침대 머리맡에는 출처를 알 수 없는 그림이 걸려 있고 그 위에는 귀여운 도마뱀이 한 마리 붙어 있어도 좋다. So basically, this passage is describing parts of the guest house. They're talking about how, like, the room is small and there is. I don't know. Hold on. Sorry. I'm like losing my place right now. But they're talking about the room and again, it's a guest house. So maybe the room like isn't the best or the amenities aren't the best, but you can't have everything. That's what they say in the passage. And they're also talking about like, this is basically just a paragraph that's really describing what's in the room. It's kind of like establishing the setting, I guess. Because again, I think we're only like three vignettes into this book, and the first one was basically establishing like, okay, who is the character, like whose perspective are we like looking at the guest house through. So that first one was mostly exposition, I guess, like background information, and the last one was mostly talking about the people who come to the guest house. Like they're talking about how international it is and how like every day is a little bit different. But I'm excited to see where this one goes because, again, the title of this is, like, Forgotten Acorn Woods, 잊은 도토리의 숲. So that'll be interesting. 1층으로 내려가면 리셉션 겸 사랑방이 있어 냉장고에 시장에서 사온 과일이나 음식을 보관할 수 있다. 물론 맥주도. 그 옆벽에는 손으로 그린 지도와 동행을 구한다는 쪽지와 온갖 쓸데없는 정보들이 늘어서 있고 그 밑으로는 주인 가족과 함께 무슨 무슨 파티를 할 때 찍었다는 인종은 달라도 어쩐지 모두 친척 같아 보이는 여행자들의 사진이 다닥다닥 붙어 있다.
I think it's interesting because he talks about the refrigerator and like the refrigerator space, and he basically describes it as like, oh, so you can put fruits and vegetables in there, also beer. I find that small detail particularly interesting because it ties back to the very first vignette where he talks about like drinking beer with his wife. And it's interesting because he doesn't mention alcohol a lot. It was kind of like I don't want to say throwaway line, but it was like one of those lines where it's like very casually slipped in. And it kind of implies that like this guy has maybe a reliance on alcohol to deal with his problems. So I think it's very interesting because again, like in the sentence, they very intentionally put, oh, you can put fruits and vegetables in there, also beer. So yeah, interesting. Note that.
체크인은 1시, 체크아웃은 12시라고 써 있지만 그거야 사정에 따라 아침이 될 수도 저녁이 될 수도 있는 곳. 밤이면 정원이나 사랑방에 딱 하나 놓인 테이블에 달리 갈 데 없는 여행자들이 모이고 그 밑에는 늙은 개와 동이 고양이들이 모여 친구가 되는 곳.
So they're talking about, oh, this is the time where you check in. It's at 1. Checkout is supposed to be at 12, but we're flexible. You can check in and out at any time. And there's cats and dogs that live under the building. So again, it's just, I think it's really cute the way that they describe the guest house. Like, it seems like it's a place with a lot of charm. It seems like a place with, like, a lot of character, particularly a lot of characters, probably.
안녕, 날씨 좋네. 난 벌써 일주일째야. 넌 어디서 왔니? 한국, 캐나다, 노르웨이, 자메이카, 우체국 앞 노점이 바나나 팬케이크 먹어봤어? 꼭 먹어봐. 끝내주더라. 뭐 FC 바르셀로나나 FC 바르셀로나 팬이라고? 그럼 우리는 형제로군. 파타야라니 무슨 소리야? 당장 때려치우고 라오스 남부로 가. 안 돼. 거긴 유령이 나온다니까. 어때? 저녁에 맥주 한 잔? 아니 뭐 저녁까지 기다릴 거 있나? 지금 당장이라고. 지키지도 않고 반복되는 똑같은 이야기들. So there are snippets of conversations of, oh, hi, who are you? The weather's nice. Where are you from? Have you tried the banana pancakes outside of the building? Are you a FC Barcelona fan? Oh, then we're family. And they're talking about like how people keep having the same conversations over again, which, I mean, I guess I understand to a certain extent, but also like if you're getting to know someone most of the time, and if it's in a place like a hostel or a dorm, there's only so many ways you can like start out a conversation. And I feel like for most people, like hostels are a good way to get to know other people without just being in public and trying to talk to strangers. I feel like a hostel is like a good space for you to be like, hey, travelers, how are you doing? What are you up to? I will admit, though, I am not someone who like talks to people in hostels. I find it too scary. Maybe it's because I've traveled alone mostly. Maybe if I like travel with my friends, I would be more inclined to be social with random people. But I honestly find it a little bit weird just to like walk up to people in hostels and be like, hey, what are you doing here? Maybe I should do that more. Maybe I would make more friends that way. I just find a random hostel in Madison, which definitely exists, and then I go find some friends. I don't know. I kind of miss my translation class. I feel like that was a really fun challenge. I'm going to have to continue to challenge myself with Inconglish, which I kind of am doing with reading Guest House. As I said before, when I got back from Korea, I was like, oh, this is so easy. This is so awesome. And I'm like, oh, okay. I need to put more effort into this. So we'll try. Again, we are heading into midterm season, so I'm not going to make promises I can't keep, but more Guest House to come soon.
그래서 제가 아까 얘기했지만 이제 한국에서 처음에 다시 미국으로 돌아왔을 때 내가 한국어를 좀 할 자신이 있다. 뭐 책도 읽고 약간 되게 쉽게 느껴졌는데 근데 진짜 한국어를 자주 안 쓰니까 확실히 더 어려워진 것 같아요. 근데 제가 노력을 더하면서 게스트하우스도 더 읽고 제가 계속 인컨글리시를 하면서 이제 핑계김에 한국어 공부를 더 하고 다행히 잘 된 것 같아요. 근데 이제 제가 한 6분 남았는데 제가 게스트하우스 조금 더 읽고 이제 오늘에 헤어질게요. 주인 가족은 특별히 오지랖이 넓지고 그렇다고 불친절하지도 않은 정도가 좋다. 친구가 놀러 왔을 때 같이 놀려고 끼어들지 않고 가끔 잔식 정도 챙겨주는 부모가 최고인 것처럼. 숙소 근처에 그지만 야시장이 있고 아주 멀지 않은 곳에 바다가 강이나 호수가 정 완되면 수영장이라도 있어 자전거를 타고 가 수영할 수 있으면 더할 나우가 없겠다. 그 정도다. 나는 원하는 것은. So it talks about the structure of the guest house, I guess. So it talks about how the owners and the family also live in this guest house or this hostel. And he also talks about, oh, there's like this little market that's close by. There's this river or ocean or even a swimming pool near the hostel. And then he says, that's it. That is all that I want. Maybe it's the fact that my Korean comprehension has gone down. Again, my forte when it comes to Korean is speaking and listening, not so much reading and writing. The interesting thing about Korean is that it doesn't really have pronouns. So if you're reading novels, sometimes I personally find it hard to understand who they're referring to because they don't really have pronouns and you kind of have to figure out from context clues. This was a passage, or this was an issue that came up when we were analyzing a passage from this really well-known novel called The Vegetarian by Han Gang. We read the original Korean passage first and we tried translating it. And my group was like, yes, this is right. This is who they're referring to. Come to find out, we were wrong. So we talked about how to make that clearer, I guess, because again, I'm this weird in-between gray space of like being a fluent speaker and not being a fluent well, I wouldn't say I'm a fluent speaker, but there are like certain things like that that give me away where I just don't have the knowledge. And I guess I could try to understand it more, but I feel like the only way for me to really get into a space where that becomes not as difficult for me anymore is if I am just like immersed in the language, which right now is really difficult. But this has been an interesting challenge for me because the thing with the way that I wanted to challenge myself with Guest House was to read on air because that was my biggest fear last semester. I would come in fully prepared with translations and stuff, and I thought it'd be a fun challenge for me to try to read on air and to get over my fear of sounding like I didn't know the language, which I do. It just takes me a while to read it and to fully comprehend it. But I also noticed that since I was reading more Korean every day in Korea, and I was forced to like read aloud, even if I sounded bad, that I just kind of have to get over it. And also the thing is, I feel like the only people who listen to this are like my friends and family, and they don't care if I sound weird. And this is better for me if I sound weird, just to get over myself. So that's why I've just been reading live on air with no preparation and trying to translate for you along the way. But again, so far, I think that actually Guest House has been a very charming book. I hope that for the Korean audience who is listening in is also enjoying it as much as I am. We are running out of time tonight, so I think this is it for In Konglish on March 3rd. But I will see you all again next week, and I hope you all have a great rest of your night. 그래서 제가 얘기한 것처럼 이제 원래 지난 학기에는 제가 시를 읽을 때 제가 다 준비해 왔어요. 왜냐면 제가 시를 이제 라이브를 읽으면 제가 좀 막 버벅버벅거리고 그러는데 근데 제가 한국에 있을 동안 계속 한국어를 읽어야 돼서 그래서 좀 이상하게 들려도 그냥 계속 하니까 많이 늘어서 그렇게 생각하면서 그냥 인콩글시에서도 내가 좀 이상하게 들려도 그냥 라이브로 읽자 그런 자신을 갖고 하려고 했는데 근데 이제는 그냥 천천히 이것을 제가 일단 번역을 한 적이 별로 없어서 그래서 이런도 도전으로 재밌게 하고 있어요. 근데 오늘 이제 제가 시간이 별로 잘 없어서 안 남아 있어서 그래서 오늘은 그냥 여기까지 하고 다음 주에 다시 뵙겠습니다.